Unfounded conspiracy theories about voting in Wisconsin have led to more scrutiny of election workers by political parties. Both Democrats and Republicans are enlisting members from their parties to work this year's elections, but some GOP chapters allege their nominated poll workers were not selected to staff the spring primary. Joining us now is Andrew Ball. He is the state government reporter at the Cap Times covering this. Andrew, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So in Wisconsin, can we explain how this works? Election poll workers can have a partisan origin story. How are the names of these individuals then sent off to the clerk's office?
Yeah, so it might seem a little strange at first to people to think like, oh, poll workers come from the political parties. But there actually is often a very good reason for this, and it's to try and actually increase trust in elections. And the idea is, you know, poll workers, the folks who handle your ballots, the folks who check your ID, check you in at the polling place, they have to make decisions sometimes about whether a voter whose name doesn't exactly match the poll book, doesn't exactly match their ID, whether that vote should be counted. And the idea is having folks from both parties involved, you know, makes it seem like it is a nonpartisan decision that they might ultimately reach. So kind of what the end result is in Wisconsin is both political parties, the local chapters of their political parties, submit a list of potential poll workers to clerks. And clerks by law have to go through all of those names before they move on to getting poll workers from another source.
Yeah, it sounds like the idea or the hope is that it will have registered members of the parties, but an equal amount of both. However, Republican chapters in Dane and Milwaukee counties filed complaints saying that their party's poll workers were not included in sufficient numbers in the April election. How have those election clerks responded to those allegations?
You were exactly right. The local Republican Party chapters, they filed a complaint with the backing of the Republican National Committee with the Wisconsin Elections Commission, saying that their people were ignored. They were on the list and they didn't get contacted. They didn't wind up actually working the election. Now, the clerks in both Madison and Milwaukee say that there's much more to this, and that if asked, they can provide evidence that they did reach out to these folks and they just didn't hear anything back. That's not unusual. Like, the clerks will have fairly lengthy lists sometimes, and only a small fraction of the people on those lists actually pick up the phone and raise their hand saying, yeah, I'm going to work. Ultimately, this will be decided by the Elections Commission, but it does, I think, show the increased importance that the parties are placing on this tool.
Why is that emphasis happening now, Andrew? Is it because of the 2020 election and allegations of fraud, and so there's just such an emphasis now on having an equal member of both parties? Why is that emphasis really taking place in this 2024 election?
I think it depends on who you ask. For the Republican Party of Wisconsin and there are local chapters, I think it does come down to the 2020 election and concerns that a lot of conservatives have about whether the election was properly administered and conspiracy theories that have flowed from that. We were at the state party convention, and the chairman of the Republican Party of Wisconsin, Brian Schimming, said they had over 5,000 poll workers submitted by the deadline last year to work in elections in 2024. And it's not just to, you know, be having boots on the ground trying to keep an eye on what's going on in the election. It's to provide a talking point so that their voters feel more comfortable going to the polls and have more trust in the election system. And I think for Democrats, it's trying to match that level of engagement as well. And the state Democratic Party said that they also have a record number of poll workers signed up with interest in working this year. And I think it's to try and, you know, ensure, like you said, there is that balance, that they'll have poll workers from both parties working there.
How are election clerks responding to this big influx and all these names being sent to them?
At least here in Madison, and you know, there are situations probably different in other municipalities, but I asked the city clerk for data here in Madison, and even though there are these higher numbers of partisan poll workers being submitted, in the April election, only 3% of poll workers were either Republican or Democrat. You know, the overwhelming majority are considered nonpartisan in their origin. But we have a couple more elections this year. They're much more high profile in nature than the April presidential primary. So definitely something we'll be keeping an eye on.
Andrew Ball covering it all at the Cap Times. Andrew, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.